proudly broadcasting from the WKZE studios on the corner of North Broadway and Cherry Street in the beautiful village of Red Hook, New York. This is your favorite independent radio station, programmed for your community, by your community.
Celebrating musical diversity.
For the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills.
We are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury.
105.9 W290-BZ-FM Red Hook, and streaming worldwide at WKZE.com. 98.1 KZE, independent music for the independent mind.
Me and Uncle went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe. That been the point just about halfway. Hell, you know it was the hottest part of the day. And I took the horses up to the stop, went to the bar room, ordered drinks for us. 3 days in the south, you know my body hurt. It bent some, I took off my shirt, and I tried to wash off some of that dusty dirt. With Texas cowboys, there's all around, with liquor and money, there's loaded down. So soon after payday, though it seems strange, you know my uncle, he starts a friendly game. Hey, I hollow Jack in the winner takes the hand.
Right here till I die. So up on down to St. Louis, later on down the river. Pretty says she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. Finally down to Memphis, how about she just walked up in love? Raised a few eyebrows, but she went on down.
Yeah. 98.1 KZE, you're listening to Covered in Dead. It's Monday. I'm your host, Tanish Perrant. We're hanging out for the next 2 hours. First hour, we play all Grateful Dead songs that are originally written by someone else in the Grateful Dead covered. You know, they did that a lot. It was pretty cool. The whole second hour, we play songs that were originally Grateful Dead songs and other artists have covered. Hence the name Covered in Dead. Wow, it was a beautiful weekend. It was a great week. I went to see my little baby great nieces and helped my my niece and her husband care for the two babies, Nikki and Izzy. Izzy and Nikki, all the same. Oh my God, they are so scrumptious. Nothing like a dose of serotonin. It does the body good. It was nice to love them up and care for them. I think my friend Maria and Brian, my friends Maria and Brian might be listening. Hey, guys, hope you're doing okay and enjoying the day. And, you know, right now outside the windows here, it's just settling in for sunset upon us. I always like watching the sky change during the show. We got some good music and all the good things. Hey, Mom, are you listening? My mother, 92, God bless her. She listens to the show. Sometimes she says she gets up and dances. Other times she says she might need to take a break because, wow, that was a long song. And she's right. We heard a couple right there. Me and my uncle and Big River both performed at by the Grateful Dead. at Carter Finley Stadium in Raleigh, North Carolina, on July 10th, 1990. Me and my uncle, the story goes that the mom and papa's frontman, John Phillips, wrote me and my uncle in a hotel room in 1963 at a drinking session surrounded by Neil Young, Stephen Stills, and Judy Collins was there. And so she ended up recording that, and her version was the favorite. And the Dead singer, Bobby, who introduced it to the band, you know, loved it so much, and the guys loved it, and they just decided to cover that song. So it was written by John Phillips, and it was released in 1963 on Judy Collins' album. It was recorded in 93, actually released in 94. In 64, did I say 93? Wow, where are we? 1963, released 1964 on Judy Collins' live album, the Judy Collins Concert. How cool is that? Then they went into Big River, which was also from July 10th, 1990, at Carter Finley Stadium in Raleigh, North Carolina. A song by Johnny Cash. The Grateful Dead regularly performed Big River, led by Bob Weir. It was a long-standing part of the band's repertoire, played nearly 400 times from 1971 to 1995. It was a song about a lovesick man following a woman's trail from the headwaters of the Mississippi to the ocean. It's been recorded by numerous other artists, and Luther Perkins actually recorded one too, but it's best known to be one of Johnny Cash's greatest accomplishments. Hey, there's some form of dyslexia there. Accomplishments as a writer. And, you know, I got to tell you, I just wanted to get this party started tonight, and that's the way to do it. So, friends, thanks for tuning in. 98.1 KZE. Let's get back to it.
Have no mercy in this disease. You know, death don't have no mercy in this land. In this land. Come to your house, you know it don't take long. You look in the bed, find your mama is gone. You don't have no mercy in this life. standing and crying in this land. I say death will leave you standing and crying in this land. Oh Lord, oh Lord. He comes to your house and it don't take long. You look around and you find your mother gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land. No mercy.
No death. Have no mercy in this land. Death don't have no mercy in this land. In this land, I come to your house, you know it don't take long. You wake up one morning, your whole family be gone. No mercy in this
Death don't have no mercy. Ain't that the truth? That was a song performed by the Grateful Dead. That was from Shoreline Amphitheater, September 29th, 1989. Wow. Death Don't Have No Mercy is a classic American blues and gospel song written and originally performed by Reverend Gary Davis. The lyrics are a haunting lament on the inevitability of death and its indiscriminatory nature, leaving families with no time to prepare. He recorded this song in 1960, and it became one of the most well-known pieces in his repertoire. The Grateful Dead played Death Don't Have No Mercy about 40 times between 1970 and 1989. They brought it back in 1989. They did it in 1990. I just saw Dead & Co. cover it at the Sphere. It was chilling. It was incredible. I love that song. I also love the Hot Tuna cover of that. Anything Hot Tuna, you got me. So, friends, I want to let you know that this is all possible because Ulster Savings is a proud sponsor of our web stream. So you can listen to anywhere at all. From anywhere at all, WKZE.com gives you that ability. You can, you're able to be in your car, out of the area. You can be anywhere at all. I think my mom is listening on her Alexa. I think my friends are listening on their phone. I think, it's pretty cool, I'd got to say. You can do that all thanks to Ulster Savings Bank, which is a great bank, and I have an account there. I'm proudly supporting them. As they proudly support 98.1 KZE. This is Covered in Dead. We'll be back soon. Hang in. Hang on. And tune in to love, friends.
Let's pick up the pace a little bit. It looks like it's only another 2 miles to the summit.
I don't know if I can make it. These boots are killing my feet.
Well, you should have gone to Montano's. They always fit you in the perfect hiking boot.
At Montano's Shoes and Saugerties, they don't ask your shoe size. They measure and fit your feet in the perfect boot. And Montano's has the largest selection of hiking boots, including leading brands from Keen, Morel, and Vasque.
I can hike all day and my feet feel great.
Montano's Shoes, Partition Street, Saugerties. MontanoShoeStore.com.
Hey, this is Denise Perrant, and I'd like to invite you to join me every Monday from 7 to 9 p.m. here on 98.1 KZE as we celebrate the legacy and the music of the Grateful Dead. I'll be highlighting songs the Grateful Dead covered and Dead songs covered by other artists. That's Covered in Dead every Monday night at 7 on 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Melinda.
And Jessica.
I'm Kelly.
From Handmade and More in New Paltz. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
4, 5, 6. This is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. No. This is the main world. This is the main world. But it wouldn't be nothing. Cares over the road. Man make a train to carry the heavy load. Man make the electric light to take us out of the dark. Man make a boat for the water like Noah made the ark. And this is a man. About a little baby girl and a baby boy. Man makes them happy, cause man makes them joy. And when man has made everything, everything it can, man makes money to buy from other men. This is a man, man, man world. Let me knock on the door. Da 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 da. Oh, woman, oh, girl. Da 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 da. Oh, no, I wouldn't. Da 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 da. There wouldn't be any way to do. Da 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 da.
Can walk out and get himself a job, and he come home and he think he's tired of everything. But you know when he gets home, he's a little company child. When he gets home, I don't want to tell you, fella. Man ain't got everything. He'll go out and buy everything again. Man don't mean nothing, cause he's in debt to other men. Go on. of the road. Man, may the electric light. Without a woman or a girl, there wouldn't be nothing. Man, things are so big and tall, but I need somebody by my side. You know, there's a river so deep and so wide. You need someone just to keep you by your side. Woman over there. Woman over there. Wouldn't be nothing.
Wow, I can't get no satisfaction. That was hot. 98.1 KZE, you're listening to Covered in Dead. I'm your host, Denise Perrant. It's a good time in the here in the studio tonight. I heard from my friend Mike Dubois. Hey, Mike. He was tuning in earlier, and he's like, wow, we should really add Big River to our band set list. We're getting ideas from this show. You might know Mike Dubois as the famous artist. I know him that way, and fortunately, I know him as my bandmate in Misty Mountain Ramblers. We play double drums together. Pretty great. We got a show coming up at the end of the month at Colony Woodstock, 926, September 26th, inside. It's going to be a good time. So you heard a couple there by the Grateful Dead. It's a man's world. That was performed by the Grateful Dead May 2nd, 1970, Harper College, which is now known as SUNY Binghamton. That was a song written by James Brown and Betty Jean Newsome. The song itself is a wordplay on the 1963 film It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. The lyrics, they basically describe men's accomplishments and societal achievements, but ultimately emphasize that none of it would be of value without women. Ain't that the truth? I'm not biased. Okay, I am. Listen to Pigpen in that. I mean, I just love It's a Man's World when he, you know, he's got soul. He had soul. God bless that man. He did us right. He was along or a strong driving force behind the creation of the Grateful Dead. Hey, guys, let's start a band. So then we heard I Can't Get No Satisfaction. That was a song performed by the Grateful Dead. May 11th, 1981, Veterans Memorial Coliseum in New Haven, Connecticut. Yeah, that's a great, that, you know, we all know that there are songs in our favorites list. That's one of mine. Of course, I think I have about 50 songs in my top five, so, but I'm allowed. It's my top five. I Can't Get No Satisfaction is a song by the Rolling Stones, a product of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards' songwriting partnership. Features a guitar riff by Richards that opens and drives the song. The riff is widely considered one of the greatest hooks of all time. The song's lyrics refer to sexual frustration and commercialism. Keith Richards wrote Satisfaction in his sleep and recorded a rough version of it on a Philips cassette recorder. He had no idea he had written it. He listened to the recording in the morning. There's about 2 minutes of acoustic guitar before you hear him drop the recorder, and then it's snoring for the next 45 minutes. I loved that. That was awesome. All right, friends, I want to tell you what's going on. This weekend, the Deadbeats are playing. My band, the Deadbeats, are playing a wonderful festival there in Sullivan County at the Arrowhead Ranch and Retreat. It's called Through the Looking Glass, and the Deadbeats play 6:30 to 9 on Friday night at the Arrowhead. We got bands, the Deadbeats, Flow Poetry, The Wheel, Urban, Shaman Attack, the Beat Pranksters, a whole bunch of great musicians on the lineup. It's presented by Arrowhead Ranch and Retreat and the Twanger Plunkers Family Reunion. It's a test. This is all for D. Maple. D. Maple used to do this prankster party every year, and then he passed away this past year. So the spirit still lives on, and my friend Dwayne Todd. Hi, Dwayne. Are you listening? He asked the Deadbeats to play. I'm very happy to do that. I know Kenny Schneidman is my friend, and he's one of the owners there, along with Rose Barnett. And they do some really nice things at the Arrowhead Ranch. I coincidentally filmed my video for Get Over It, one of my songs there, which is a good life lesson for me. Yeah, so we're hearing all the good things. By the way, this weekend I play that show Friday at the Arrowhead Ranch. Deadbeats play 6:30 to 9. And then on Sunday at Keegan Ales in Kingston, Mike and I will do the Deadbeats Duo, which is an acoustic guitar duo. And that's a fun time. That's from 2 to 5. Hey, I heard from Eve. Eve and Jim are listening. That's awesome. They have a Monday night ritual, which I think I might take on. It's dinner, Dead, and Denise. I mean, I'm already on the Dead and Denise right here, but I brought my dinner tonight because sometimes I go home and I'm famished. I'm wired and happy from a good show or just a show, and then I eat. So now I'm doing it all the same time. Thanks for the inspiration, Eve. Jim, hope you're having a good night and a good meal. Let's get back to some more music here. We have nothing but good things going on. KZE 98.1. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, this is Billy Pearson from Port Ewan, and you're listening to my favorite radio station in the area, 98.1 KZE.
The judge decreed it, the clerk he wrote it, the clerk The entertainment calendar on 98.1 KZE is brought to you by Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, New York. Fine craft beer, wine, spirits, and hearty pub fare with eclectic music every weekend. Rojan Brewing.com. Colony in Woodstock. Live music, DJ nights, karaoke, open mic, pool room, and private events. ColonyWoodstock.com. And by Snug Harbor, Bar and Grill. Cold drinks, warm folks, and music that will make you move. Snugs at 38 Main, where New Paltz ends the night. Snug Harbor Bar and Grill on Facebook. Monday, Lark Hall in Albany presents Laura Lee at the 11. At Lark Hall in Albany, hooray for the riffraff. Colony in Woodstock, open mic. Tuesday, Colony in Woodstock, Major Mayhem Karaoke with Sabrina. The Muse in Rosendale, refresh the inner landscape. Sound bath for women. The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz College Night. Wednesday, the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts. Open mic. Lark Hall in Albany. Wednesday night, Swingin' Blues Dance Night. Also at Lark Hall, Nelson, Canlin, and Lindquist at the 11th. Daryl's House in Pauling, David Cook. The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Open mic. Thursday, Town Crier in Beacon. Open mic. Taste Buds Cafe in Red Hook. Tasty Tunes. Open mic. The Muse in Rosendale. The Muse Choir. Colony, Woodstock, Bourbon Sprawl. Lark Hall in Albany. Rockmon Record Club Listening Party. The Band. The Brown Album. The Falcon in Marlboro. Jonathan Scales Orchestra. Daryl's House in Pauling. Chuck Prophet and his Cumbia Shoes. The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. All-Star Reggae Jam with Hudson Valley Dubwise. Friday, Colony in Woodstock, Bossa Blue in the Garden. Also at Colony, Jenna Nichols, album release show. Lark Hall in Albany, Monkey and a Crowbar at the 11. At Lark Hall, The Wheel plays Europe 72. Town Crier in Beacon, Scott Beal and Bill Cochran on the Salon stage. Later on at the Town Crier, BTMOG and Associates, with special guest Darren Ron. Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, as is. The Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, 5-Pound Horse. The Falcon in Marlboro, Richard Lloyd's Television. The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, Cold Flavor Repair. Daryl's House in Pauling, Last Exit. Pearl Jam Tribute. The Local in Saugerties, Sufi Music from Pakistan. The Sami Brothers. Late Night at Colony in Woodstock, Friday Night Fever with DJ Ace Roy. Saturday, Daryl's House in Pauling, Comet and Crown. Later on at Daryl's House, Last Exit, Pearl Jam Tribute, Colony in Woodstock, Gratefully Yours, in the Garden, inside at Colony, Back to Mac, Fleetwood Mac Tribute, Lark Hall in Albany, the Eugene Tyler Band, at the 11, Town Crier in Beacon, on the Salon stage, the Lucky Luna Band, on the main stage at the Town Crier, the Slam Allen Band, Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, Michael Mondello and the Decoys. The Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, Johnny Roche. The Falcon in Marlboro, the Chris O'Leary Band. Lark Hall in Albany, Michaela Davis with special guest Lily Seabird. At night at Daryl's House, Last Exit, Pearl Jam Tribute. The Local in Saugerties, Zohar and Adam and Friends. The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, Dylan Doyle.
Sunday!
The Muse in Rosendale, Drum Church Sunday with Free at Last. The Town Crier in Beacon, Samba Jazz with the Lake Trio. Later on at the Town Crier, Lauren Magarelli and Jano Hull on the Salon stage. Daryl's House in Pauling, Brunch with Tilly Foster. Later on at Daryl's House, Greggy and Big B, the Elton John and Ray Cooper Experience. Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, the Rojan Bluegrass Band. The Local in Saugerties, Consider This, a conversation with Iranian journalist with Fatima Jamalpour. Colony in Woodstock, Margie Zintz on the patio. Inside at Colony, Carl Blau with St. Huma. The Falcon in Marlboro, Ricky Ford Quartet. This has been the Entertainment Calendar, 98.1 KZE.
Let's go down the hill to the corner of the street. The party's at Snug Harbor every night of the week.
Looking for a place in New Paltz that's equal parts dive, art gallery, and late-night legend? Welcome to Snug Harbor Bar & Grill, or as everyone calls it, Snugs. This isn't your polished cookie-cutter bar. Snugs has been keeping it real since the 80s. Graffiti-lined walls, candlelit corners, a jukebox stacked with the unexpected, and a stage that's hosted everything from punk bands to poetry slams. Most Tuesday nights, it's comedy open mic at 8:30. Raw, fearless, and hilarious. Wednesdays, it's all about art night. Bring your paints, hang your canvases, or just shoot pool for free while the best jukebox in the Mid-Hudson Valley sets the mood. Thursday's open mic night. And the weekends, that's when Snugs earns its rep. Legendary shows from local and touring bands spilling out onto Main Street, making New Paltz feel alive until the early hours. Snugs, where New Paltz ends the night.
Full lineup at facebook.com/SnugsNewPaltz.